any stuff that comes in a bottle, sort of brown?
Iodine.
My daughter hates that. What did people used to take for malaria, or did they have malaria?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any idea what they took.
Ever used quinine?
Oh, yes, that's quite common.
Remember during the war we took atabrine. You couldn't get quinine, Mark. So they gave us these yellow atabrine tablets. The Germans invented it. We took it and we all turned yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Just as yellow as Chinaman.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. If someone has died, what would you say? Would you say died, or would you use other terms?
Well, now, I think the polite term is passed away. Or now, lots of people say, well, John died last night. Maybe the next party talk about the same man that would say John passed away last night. Of course, lots of times if someone wants to be a little slangy, they'll say, well, John kicked the bucket last night.
Mm-hmm. That's a strange term, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Kicked the bucket. I wonder what that comes from.
I don't have any idea.
Well, let's say you are curious about this death. You want to find out what
was the cause?
You see, after the funeral, the trip is made with a casket to the
cemetery.
Oh, I gave away a word I want. What do they put the body in?
Casket.
When I was a boy, that was always a coffin.
Well, a lot of them say coffins, too.
Do you use casket normally?
Yes, generally. That's I think, the common word now. I don't think you hear anyone speak of a coffin very much anymore.
Did they ever use a burying box?
Yes, burial vault.
Oh.
That's a steel vault. See, they put they have what they call a rough box. That's just a common pine box they put in the bottom of the grave. Well, now these vaults, it's a steel, I don't know whether they use the pine box or not, I don't think they do. But the vault is a steel box.
Mm.
Just the same as this pine box used to be, that is the shape and size. Mm-hmm. Then they have a steel lid that fits over it and it seals. And that thing is supposed to be waterproof.
Hmm.
It's quite a few people use those, but they're so expensive. They cost, I think, $1,000 or something like it.
I'd rather put that money in my
house. Did you never see one of them?
No, I don't think I have. I just despise funerals.
Well, I don't like to go either, but once in a while I do go to a funeral. Now, you take some old timer that I've known all my life, you might say. I think I should go to that kind of a funeral. And once in a time, well, I do. I don't go to all of them. I don't go to as many as I should go to. But every once in a while, they'll have a steel vault.
Hmm. I know one I'll attend, I think, but I hope it's many, many years in the future. We had a department member's wife died this spring, and I went to the funeral. I didn't go to the cemetery. But I didn't go to the church.
Well, of course, they don't have this. You know, all they have at the church is the coffin, you know, or the casket. They don't have the vault because it's too heavy.
Well, let's see. After this, the widow will go around with a black band on her arm, and you say that she's
in mourning.
Let's see. If someone is fretful and is afraid something bad is going to happen, but you have a hunch it's not going to. You say, oh, don't